All right, another day here and Wednesday at the Fountain County Fairgrounds. Chad Baker, Brennan Easter, WITY, courtesy of the Roofing Dog Mobile Studios. Brennan, you're going to have a fun day out here at Fountain County. I'm pulling double duty, though, so I'm going to be breaking free early to head on up to Iroquois, but there's still a lot of great stuff coming up out here at Fountain County.
Yeah, absolutely. Just because this is the tail end of the fair does not mean that the action stops at any point today. Going on today, we had the goat show early in the morning, and there's plenty of action coming up later between festivities and animal shows.
And, of course, a lot of food trucks, food truck nights tonight, and they'll have face painting, balloon artists, barrel train rides, joyful bubbles. They got the 4-H fashion review coming up tonight. We won't be around for that, but that sounds like it's going to be a fun time. I'm curious to see what type of fashions that the 4-H kids have come up with because they designed those.
I think it'll be a very interesting reflection of the culture that these 4-H kids have come up with, because that's something that I've noticed going around from fair to fair, is even though a lot of the activities might be very similar, there's a lot of different cultures around each of the different 4-H clubs. And that is reflected in both the projects and even some of the animals that have been raised.
While our focus is always typically on agriculture, it does stray away from that a little bit here with some of the 4-H groups, and they do reflect that in some of their designs. I know that we walked through the air-conditioned building earlier on Tuesday, and we saw lots of great Lego displays. There's some magnificent art in there. There's horticulture. There is food. Some of the great food that we've seen that is starting to, the produce is starting to kind of ripen up a little bit this time of year. Some folks maybe get a jump on that, maybe grow that inside. And of course, those that are growing it outside, they're gonna have that popping up here over the next couple of weeks. But some great things that are inside the building that we want people to focus on while they come out, maybe get out of the weather a little bit, go see that.
Yeah, I remember we stopped in front of those Legos for a good 20 to 30 minutes looking at all of the interesting builds that there were there. There was something from a book. There was something from games. There was something from movies. There's people building amusement parks. There's all kinds of builds over there. The art displays. Well, we took note of the painting of Saquon hurling the Jacksonville Jaguars player backwards. That was a very recognizable painting. I do remember walking past the little bags of snacks. I saw a bag of popcorn that looked very appetizing, and I wish I could dig into that, but I held back.
It's important to not sneak a bite off the 4-H food in there. You definitely don't want to be doing that.
Yeah, do you speak from experience on that one? Did you get caught red-handed or, I don't know, frosted-handed?
Well, let's just say it's not the freshest, so those of us that kind of abide by those eat-by numbers that they put on packages, you might be in for a little bit of a surprise. The food was great last week, but as it ages, you know, by the end of the week, you're never going to do that, so that's always a bad idea. But those folks have worked on those projects and have won, and those were recognized here late last week and into the weekend. We do want to also mention the 4-H Master Showmanship show tonight, the best of the best.
Yep, that is going to be the crowning achievement for a lot of these 4-Hers here, and something that they will remember for a long, long time. Be sure to come out and check that out at 7:30 Indiana time, as we are across the border for our Illinois listeners. Make sure to keep the time change in account.
Good in pointing that out, Brennan, because there again, with me jumping back over the timeline a couple times today, that is going to be a key to remember. Now, tomorrow, they've got a light day here, but it's a nice wrap-up day for the 4-H Fair at Fountain County. They'll have the 4-H horse and pony gaming classes bright and early, 8 a.m. That's 7 a.m. Illinois time. 4-H exhibits release, the open class exhibits release. They'll have the 4-H Super Fun Day, 11 to 12:30. They'll have the exhibit teardown, and then they'll have in the week with the 4-H livestock auction. And there'll still be some vendors out here, so you want to make sure that you take advantage of that here tomorrow. So we'll have more reports coming up here throughout the morning from the 2025 Fountain County 4-H Fair. Chad Baker, Brennan Easter for WITY.